social media platforms have been flooded with conspiracy theories after the US TV network C-SPAN was suddenly interrupted by a broadcast of this very channel for a total of 10 minutes. However, C-SPAN has released a statement saying the network doesn't believe it was hacked. An initial investigation into the incident has shown it was caused by, quote, an internal routing issue, as RT is one of the networks C-SPAN regularly monitors. Well, let's discuss this live with former British MP and host of RT's Sputnik show, George Galloway. Mr. Galloway, good to see you. Now, it was quite a peculiar thing to happen, wasn't it? Especially for the viewers of C-SPAN. Do you share the suspicions of some members of the public over the incident?
Well, there's no end to the genius, to the reach of President Putin. He was obviously sitting there in the Kremlin, deciding to invade the time of C-SPAN, which not very many people in the United States watch. What's next? The Disney Channel? The Mickey Mouse Clubhouse will suddenly look like the Kremlin, and instead of Mickey, President Putin or Mr. Lavrov or someone will give a speech to the nation. It is becoming surreal, this whole anti-Russian witch hunt in the United States. Much of it generated here in London, in fact, in a building just a couple of hundred yards from me here in central London. What it really probably means is that the staff at C-SPAN, like all sensible people, are watching RT much of the day, and somehow that which they were watching ended up on their own network. RT is growing and growing and growing. If you Googled it, you'd find it's the most referred to, the most mentioned broadcaster in the whole world. And you should be proud of that. I certainly am.
So why do you think we saw the reaction that we did to what happened?
Well, clearly, if you build up an atmosphere, as they did in the 1950s during the McCarthy period, of mass hysteria, of people literally looking under their beds at night for Russians with snow on their boots,